brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to...
When you got all the advantages?
Listen,
I love that.
This guy is...
He was interrupting everyone's
yes,
follow-ups.
He would not...
Because he just could not help himself. He had to get one little dig in, one little more dig.
He had stuff to say. It's like when Phil's trying to wrap us and we're like, blah, blah. Jimbo Fisher, listen, that guy, like you said, Kerry, nobody's likable in this situation. Jimbo Fisher heard Nick Saban and said, all right, hey, we need to call a press conference. I need to talk. I need a platform. Because, you know.
Would you have been happy about what Nick Saban said?
But
I
like,
mean, like,
who,
listen,
who?
I'm going to straighten this out because what he's just said is, although it's, I'm not cheating. And we did buy all those players. I want to tell you my side of it.
Well, that's what's so unprecedented about this
thing. No, I mean, all he has to say is, yes, we bought players. It's legal.
Right.
You can do that now.
And I love the fact that he jumped in and said, listen, I got nothing to do with it. I got nothing to do with it.
No, Spinoza, that's why it's so unprecedented from both sides. We've never, ever seen a coach really at any level of any sport that we cover or follow specifically call another coach slash program out and say they blatantly cheated. And then for the other coach to specifically attack his fellow coach. Usually it's like, you know, I'm not a fan of it, but whatever. Like that was what was great about yesterday is that these guys, they weren't giving us coach speak. They were just telling us what they thought. It's unprecedented.
By the way, that was Olin Buchanan, star Varsity Blues, asking the question. Olin's a good dude.
You need
to... I would love to be the reporter just getting one word in. And he goes, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to say something else. I'm going to get one word in, say something else. I'm going to get one word in, say something else.
And he was, you could tell he was wanting to let Jimbo go. And then he saw a natural pause. And then Jimbo cut him off again. Play that. This was awesome.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to...
you got all the advantages?
Huh? He said, and I just wanted... He actually got an extra word out every time. I mean, listen, in one press conference, he called him a narcissist, called him God, says he walks on water. he called him a narcissist
from the jump.
Yes.
Like, he threw out narcissist at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, you have the very beginning, just like his opening statement. Like, he goes on a – remember after the NCAA – was it the NCAA tournament or what? Oh, yeah, after A&M basketball got left out and Buzz Williams got in there after an NIT game, and he had, like, this typed script. Like, he got on there and he went on for, like, 20 minutes just reading stuff, and people were pointing out, yeah, Jimbo Fisher – he didn't read anything. Like, this was, you talk about passion, this was from the heart.
It's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous. But when he's not on top. And
who says that? I love it. Again,
oh, yeah.
When you're making $9.5 million, you feel a little freer to do things like that, like Saban is.
I mean, he's just not afraid. Why would you be afraid when you have that much money, that much power?
Yeah,
and listen, he's got a national championship too. He doesn't have as many as Saban.
No, and guess what? This moment yesterday, A&M fans love some Jimbo Fisher. He is all about A&M right now.
They just flipped off football God.
Like, they have been so beaten down by Texas over the years, just the whole stigma of Aggie and, you know, 8-4.
They probably went out and had yell practice last night just for the hell of it. They filled that stadium and all those morons
right.
Went and practiced yelling.
And I don't want to promote them because I don't like them, but good for them. They got, I mean, they got their guy. They have their guy.
Well, sometimes even when you hate two teams, something will happen when you can actually root for them because you hate the other one a little bit more. Listen, I root for anybody that walks on the field against Alabama anytime, anywhere, always. I just do. But Nick Saban
it's
sounded
like, watching,
like...
It's for you, Spinoza. It's like watching LeBron versus KD.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, in general, I want a meteor to hit the arena, but in this case, it's like Nick Saban sounded like a jealous girl down the street because the girl down the street got a better bicycle than her.
Well, and then later,
because she's always had the best bicycle on the block.
And then he went on to say, "You know what? I'm 70. If people hate me, that's fine." Like, he even said, "I don't care, whatever."
But Nick Saban going back and saying, "I was not pointing finger. I didn't mean to point fingers in any general direction."
It's just
insane.
Yes.
He said, "I didn't mean to." What do you mean you didn't mean to? You on purpose stepped up and
you
said.
You said you finished number two, and the team that finished number one bought all its players.
Yes, and then you also pointed out Deion Sanders cheating, too.
He basically also was kind of in that first setting. He was like, listen, we didn't have to cheat. We were still number two, so it's time for you guys to step up and start paying because we want to be number one.
Like, yeah, we're in a room full of rich people, right. And he's like, listen, y'all should get your wallets out right now because I told you, we're poor. We can't afford players, evidently.
Right. So, Kerry. It's one of these deals where, and Tramble wrote about this morning, it's all this stuff is boiling over emotions. All the NIL, it's making everybody's on edge. It seems like everybody's on edge. I don't know, have you felt any angst from OU's standpoint now? The new staff, obviously, how this is affecting them and how they're going about business. I know OU's having to, they're figuring out their NIL stuff too, but I mean, how is OU embracing or looking at NIL just as a group?
I think everybody is, with everything that's going on, everybody's just like keeping to themselves. It's like, it really is like, okay, how's this going to work out? Like, I've never had one person at OU say anything to me about what I'm doing with NIL, what other people are doing with NIL. Like, I've never talked about it with anybody. I mean,
but the old group—they're
not supposed to. They're not supposed to be. They're not supposed to be involved in it.
Jimbo Fisher went out of his way to say, "I got no idea who's paying who. I'm not involved in that. That's somebody else's thing."
No, I don't know if I believe that.
No, I don't believe. No, I don't. Right. No, I don't believe it anywhere in any shape, manner, or form of anybody. No, I think
even Nick Saban came out and said that he wants all of his players to be paid equally, which is impossible.
It's just
if
it's
you're
just
really
dumb
truly
idea.
Doing NIL.
Because nobody should get as much money as his quarterback. Nobody.
Well, no, he's saying on top, like everybody should get basically a flat check, and then hey, Bryce Young can get some extra on his own
because they want it to be kumbaya in the locker room. I just don't know if that's possible.
Right. Listen, it's not kumbaya in Major League Baseball locker rooms or NFL locker rooms or anything. Everybody knows how much somebody else makes, but everybody has the ultimate goal of winning.
It's just like I said. It's like coaches don't want this to be a distraction. They don't know how it's all going to work. They don't. I mean, like, the NCAA is trying to figure out, okay, how are you paying everyone equally, and are they all performing all the same stuff? Like,
how are they earning that?
It's a lot of moving parts, man.
Well,
I mean,
there's, you think about it, like, there's the thing that they're fighting about, right, with Alabama and A&M, and a lot of it's recruiting and the NIL. Okay, so there's all that. Well, then, like, with Lincoln Riley, like, nobody's doing what Lincoln Riley's doing. He's not just recruiting with NIL. He is getting – he's using the transfer portal and NIL. Like, OU, as far as
he's
I know –
he's not using the transfer portal. He's convincing people to enter the transfer portal.
Right. You know, I'm – yes.
And then taking them once they get there.
He's and using... what a fantastic news dump that came, like right in the middle of the Jimbo thing. He's like, right. Oh, yeah, hey,
what
I'm
a perfect
to USC.
Time.
Yeah, so right. People aren't going to be angry. Yeah.
So Lincoln Riley's just, I'm telling you, skating mm-hmm. underneath.
Right, because if you missed it, Jordan Addison, the Biletnikoff winner last year in college football, did officially transfer to USC yesterday. So, like, he's using the transfer portal, like, he's combining NIL and the transfer portal, and yes, Kerry, he's getting people to leave their school. And is anybody else even doing that? Like, nobody else has pulled that off yet.
I mean, you could say basketball with the, you know, people point the fingers at the Ruiz guy at Miami because of the Kansas State guy.
Jark Bernard Converse is one guy. So I the kid who went from OSU to LSU. He was kind of
but, I mean,
enticed.
The thing about it is, like, the K-State guy is not, like, a super high-profile guy. Like, you see all these
Nigel
basketball
Pack,
players.
No, they go to the
and
pros.
They're going, they're going to small schools or kids from small schools or, like, the kid from Texas Tech announced he's going to Kansas. Like, that's one of the biggest transfer portal transactions that's happened so far. But, like, all the big football transactions have been to USC.
Well, there's more stories coming out about Pat Narduzzi, the Pitt coach.
He's the Pitt head coach who called and yelled at Lincoln Riley when he first got wind that he was transferring. And then before he was even in the portal.
The follow-up from that last night was that he called him multiple times. And I don't know if Lincoln Riley was taking the call, but... My goodness. You're right, Q-Tip. Strategic news dump yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
As Lincoln Riley got another weapon.
But I would say, yeah, if there's anybody that the NCAA has their, sights on, it starts with Lincoln Riley. And then they probably want to know some stuff about Miami. And they already looked at some stuff with BYU, which just seems like child's play now. Right. And, of course, the Texas A&M stuff, everybody's wondering, did they use that for their – because somebody put out, how many 5 stars Texas A&M has signed since, 2018. It was, 0, 0, 1, 2, 1, 7.
Yeah, what's the difference here?
It's clear something changed.
Yes, a rule.
Right.
Yes. And Saban's just mad because it's I don't want anybody to be able to be as good as me.
All right. We're going to make somebody opposite of mad next. We're going to make him really happy. We're going to give away, thanks to Michelob Ultra, another driver a day in the month of May. We'll do that, plus talk about the activity at the PGA at Southern Hills. Matt Pinto at 7:45 talking playoffs and lottery. All that ahead. We are the Morning Animals.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.